Hi and welcome back on BBC London 94.9. Today we are in company of the writer Simon Olzik of the incoming book called Who Are We? It is a book based on self-reflection and philosophy, questioning the society we live in. Recently published, it has been a great success, especially with the young generation, a first for a book on this subject. Simon, can you today answer and explain to us who are we?
You know, I've always been questioning myself on this subject, and according to me, it is really, really hard to tell who we are. I mean, I'm gonna answer your question with another one. Are you really sure to be the person you are now? And make sure to try to really think about my question.
Very interesting. And do you believe that you really know yourself?
That is a core dilemma in my life. And that's why I wrote my book. I guess it takes a very, very long time to know yourself and to realize that you are maybe not the person you are showing to everyone. I think that the fact that you are wondering if you are or not the person in your everyday life makes you even closer to become the person you really are.
I have a question from an auditor today. His name is Michael, he's 35 and he comes from Plymouth. He told us that he is really concerned about his own life, and this is his question. If today I want to get to know better myself, how can I proceed? What are your tips and how does your book help with that?
You know, I was stuck during a long time wondering if we can really understand who we are, who we became, and how did we reach our personality. And today, I can tell you that it's not about really knowing if we really are who we are acting. It's more about enjoying the best part of ourselves. And I think that my book deals a lot with this issue. I mean, if you are stuck in a personality you are not comfortable with, you can always change. You can always be the best of you. You can really be you. And my tip would be to take some time for yourself, some time to wonder and some time to think about your soul.
You just changed my mind about loneliness. And can I also ask you what made you wrote that book? And what did you feel during the writing? Do not feel obliged to answer if it is too much personal.
I am always, always overthinking late at night or when I am alone or when I feel lonely. And I wonder about my own life. I wonder if I am who I show to the society. I wonder if my parents would be proud of who I became, who they raised. My book is sort of an introspection, a kind of diary. And during the writing, although I felt rather sorrowful, my hope was taking the lead. It was really, really interesting to write about myself. And also, I would advise a society to write about them too.
I really thank you for being this much honest with us today. And I think this gave me another question. Is your book a personal introspection or it is open to the public? By that I mean should the readers recognize themselves in it?
Okay, but I think I wanted to show that even if you are really, really confident, you maybe don't know yourself. To demonstrate this issue, I chose to write about my own life in order to show my own feelings regarding this subject.
And now that you wrote your book, can you affirm that you know yourself?
I guess I can surely affirm that I know myself more, much more than before writing my book. I think that it helped me a lot.
And at what extent would you say that this book changed your life? And what was and what is nowadays the impact of selling this book?
That's a hard question, but I would say that there is a huge gap between before and after writing my book. You know, I don't feel the same. I am much more confident. I can really use my qualities and the best part of myself. For instance, I was used to be really, really shy. And today, watch, I am just standing in front of you while thousands of people are listening to us.
All right. In your book, a sentence is really caught my mind. You indicate that we all change during our life. What do you mean by that, and what made you say that?
I mean, yeah, there are plenty of reasons that make you change. Like the education, your family, your friends, your school, your job, and many others. And all these sectors are the reasons of who you are now. But, you know, the society can't change you. You can maybe want to become a person in order to get the fame or to get friends. And I personally strongly think that you shouldn't change to get something. You better stay yourself and get what you deserve.
You're so rude. I guess human beings are typically the example of what the dilemma is. Are we real actors of our life, or does the society change us? Can you explain quickly this section?
Oh, you just chose my favorite section of my book. And yeah, I guess I won't answer to your question for this time. I would just advise people to check my book, because all the explanation I wrote in it.
Alright, I see. Can you please give us 3 words to define your book?
That's a hard question. I would say maybe personal, unique, and yeah, pedagogical.
And finally, what would you say to someone who haven't read it yet?
Oh, I would just ask him if he really thinks he really knows him or herself.
Thanks again, Simon Olzik. I think you really changed my mind about your subject, and I really advise people to read your book because it helped me to discover myself. I would say that it is a real travel through the feelings, my tutor education, a real change of my point of view, and a real focus on my me, myself, and I. Simon, may I say see you again for volume 2?
Yeah, it will be a pleasure. And also, thank you for the pertinence of your questions and your sincerity too.
This is the end of the Literary Column on BBC London 94.9. See you next week, same channel, same time. Have a great read, readers.